Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Should we rename it the not-so-happy hour?
We're going to go back to before the bad things happened for this happy
hour. The before
hour.
Times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before
times.
The latest, when we were innocent and pure this week.
The latest gun massacre in America. Well, you know what? Hal Sparks is my happy place.
He is.
I must say. He's one of the things that makes everything better. And so, we had a special hour with Hal that is always healing.
Yes.
And listen, it's why we're doing a Save Democracy Sexy Liberal Tour, because democracy really is hanging in the balance. And mm-hmm. we were saying this midterm is it.
Yep.
If you've had enough, as my T-shirt says, of gun violence, of your kid being slaughtered at school or you being slaughtered in a supermarket, if you've had enough of people wanting to violently overthrow the United States and women's rights that they've had for 50 years, you've got to turn out.
Yes.
And Hal is my happy clappy warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a confection for the weekend.
He is. All right. So please enjoy Hal Sparks.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, never mind the fact
yes.
that
huh?
that is a Vladimir Putin talking point. That remember, one of the reasons besides the denazification of the Jewish-run country of Ukraine that Vladimir Putin was using for invading the place was because they were a bunch of trans-supporting oyster eaters. And that has literally become the Trump march. I guess he's still getting marching orders from Russia. They're
right.
just now the PR ones,
right.
obviously.
I just ate oysters yesterday. I'd like to point that out. I am an oyster eater of the highest order.
Figures. Told ya. Yep. Well. Nailed it. Right. Did they
By the
work?
Way, I thought... Yes. Seeing you is always like eating oysters.
I know.
You
know it's like, yeah. Like
you're
doing oysters. Right. What?
I thought, you know what? I thought you cut your hair, but no, you were, it's a ponytail.
No.
But you were That's saying, right. This was interesting. I had not... You said my favorite new term that people use when misgendering me is "ma'am, sir." I thought we were over the idea that men can't have long hair, but I guess everything is in the 50s again. Yes,
that's right.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody like they're just like I don't care. I'm so afraid of being wrong. I'll just say both. Like, that's where we are right now. And it just, ma'am, sir. It's like, yo was originally supposed to be like a gender free pronoun, right?
Yeah.
And like, hey, yo, like that.
I've already confirmed, no matter what your hair length, that you are the, let's just say, the anti Alex Jones in certain areas.
Sure. But you know, I lack the bloating.
I tour with men wear the tightest pants in the world, Hal Sparks and John Finkelstein. You were quoting Alex Jones, who said, I don't care if you're black or white, penises are the third of size they were of a 1960s male. And you said, hi, dummy, it's just you, and your was always small. It's your gut that got big.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was...
I mean, you can't handle these people's stuff that they post or that is posted about them seriously. I think that's the mistake most people make. Like the Civil War tweet that's been floating around because Trump, retruths somebody on,
Troth Central.
They're twerps. That's where they're on Truth Social. You twerp.
Troth Central.
Troth Sensual. And there was this Civil War tweet. Well, which was responding to another tweet where somebody else was saying that's, countries tear them apart from inside. I don't think he was calling for civil war. I just think he's too stupid to know that people will read it as such, because we're the only people who think he's important anymore. The rest of the, he doesn't. Trump, of all people, knows he's the least important person on the planet, and I think we should start agreeing with him.
Yeah, let's see. It was not just that. He also, what were his targets this weekend? Travis, Twitter, The Wall Street Journal, his former endorsee, Alabama Senate candidate Mo Brooks,
who's surging ahead, right?
Yeah, how are those Trump endorsements going? That's not so good.
I mean,
he already spent $2 million on what's his name, Purdue, and he's like, I have nothing to do with him. I'm like, no, you just, it's too late.
You know why?
He's gonna lose by 30 points.
Yes, and. It's like that. Well, Purdue put out that tweet. Like, look, I may be losing, but I'm not losing by 30 points. Like, that's a sign you're tired of winning. And his biggest complaint about Purdue is he's lazy. I'm like, dude, he's your choice. That if that is any better indication of who you think should be in government, and it's like the Rand Paul methodology, and the Republican ideology that's put any of them in office. The Republican running theme is, government sucks. It can't do anything right. Elect me and I'll prove it.
Yes. Oh, here's the Civil War tweet. He shared an account called MAGA King Thanos.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the greatest genocider in the entire universe.
Right.
Sure.
It added the caption Civil War to a screenshot of Lara Logan post of the president of El Salvador saying the most powerful country in the world was falling so fast and something so big and powerful can't be destroyed so quickly unless the enemy comes from within. George Conway said nothing to see here. Just a former president of the United States sharing a social media post advocating or predicting civil war in the United States. No biggie. It still should be a big deal, shouldn't it? I know we're not supposed to pay attention to him, but
here's the thing. Right now, there is a civil war going on inside the Republican Party. That the Dr. Oz McCormick fight is a great example of, if it's not just a runaway with a bunch of nobodies in it, Trump's endorsement means nothing. And the quote unquote establishment rhinos are the bigger enemy than the Democrats amongst them. So Trump is thinking civil war all the time, even beyond the United States, because quite frankly, the rest of the country has moved on. Yeah. Most people are operating fairly normally. We're down here in the gas lamp in San Diego where I was doing comedy shows this weekend, and nobody knows the world's on the verge of nuclear war and just went through a pandemic. They're walking around in micro mini skirts, staggering in and out of bars, listening to like retro 80s dance music. It's like they're not on troth sensual.
Yeah.
So they're more worried about rhinos than they are worried about Dems this fall. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Because that means they're not going to show up.
Trump also shared a post from a user named Jarvis Patriot that called for all January 6th political prisoners to be freed, portraying the situation as a grandmother who took a selfie in the Capitol being jailed.
Right.
And then Trump also...
That's a Newsmax quote, by the way. That's the one they use on Newsmax all the time, a grandma taking a selfie. And
sure.
All their shows, that's who that was. Not the guy who... And by the way, all those people who are close to that have all been released already. There are people who beat cops and their friend was standing right next to them, egging them on, but not physically helping. Those people went home. The only people who are still in jail in the D.C. jail are people who spit on cops, said, I'm not getting a vaccine. And if you let me out tomorrow, I'm going to do it again.
Right.
And that's what you do with those kind of criminals, no matter why they're
he
in.
Also posted about the complaining about the 2020 election and calling for Hillary Clinton to be locked up. Because I can't hear that enough.
Because everything's a reboot. Everything's a reboot. Oh, my God. It's.
Can he shut up about that cake? Hillary's not going to jail, ever.
Right, ever. Yeah.
There's a good chance you are. Still a good chance you are. By the way, can you just, you retweeted, mm-hmm. Nicholas tweeted a WikiLeaks-like transparency organization without the ties to Russian intel released a cache of emails from Hunter Biden's laptop. They show signs of tampering. And you said this is why all you Ma Hunter laptop dorks at the Washington Post can go pound sand. You just said, for sake, it's nice to see people come around to what I've been saying since 2020. But Christ, there is no Hunter Biden laptop. Can you please explain how sparks? when we're hearing that Jared Kushner and Steve Mnuchin made, I don't know how many billions during and right after the Trump.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, 20 billion something on over the course of or set up deals that will be worth that over the next 10 years. The Hunter Biden, for whatever, the Washington Post put this story out that they finally got a chance to look at the laptop and do a review of it. If you read the article, and I did a whole show of it on InfotainmentWars.com, where it's not actually the laptop, it's a hard drive called laptop. That's right. Like a man called horse will be a disappointment in bed. A hard drive called laptop has a terrible screen. And just because you name something laptop does not mean you've seen the laptop. Secondly, it's the 10th generation of copy of Trollbait sold to Rudy Giuliani by Russian sock puppets in Ukraine that was originally supposed to be put on a laptop and dropped off at Keith Ablo's house where it would be discovered. He was that Fox shrink, if you'll recall.
Oh, God,
go on there, right? And talk about how Hillary's psychotic and blah, blah, blah. He got busted for drugging and diddling his patients. So they had to move the plan to John Paul McIsaac. Yeah, the Blaine Scottish repair shop man who they send in a Hunter Biden lookalike with three wet laptops. And as long as his accent was passing and he stayed more than 6 inches away from the guy's face, the guy couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Then, and this was the new detail. This is my favorite new detail. The John Paul McIsaac guy is suing Twitter and New York Times and all this stuff.
Okay.
And he said the FBI came to pick it up. Two agents, can't name them. They're not on the receipt he got. No one knows who these people are. And that they said, at one point, you know, people who keep their mouth shut usually don't end up dead. That was, and then allegedly, after they took the laptop and disappeared, they called him back later that day and said, if Hunter Biden ever shows up to pick up the laptop, call us at this number and we'll bring it back.
Oh my God.
What? What are you talking about? Said no one, come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Kevin in DC, you're on with Hal. Hello, Kev.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hal, another man who speaks fluent nerd. I was just wondering, you know, you were talking about Trump, and I was thinking about how United States is probably the most famous country known, or at least the most praised for fighting the Nazis back in the day. Mm-hmm. And Germany, since that time, has done everything they could to erase any racist things that they did. You can't even put the Nazi symbol. And yet America, who again is practically the poster boys for fighting them, now does things like, you know, people of my shade get slaughtered constantly, and then some cretin calls in and tries to compare a black person here, they're doing something, as the national threat that the FBI has said of white supremacy. And we have Voting Rights Acts being, you know, and all that sort of thing. So I'm just wondering how a country who, again, is practically the poster boy for fighting Nazism seems to creep dangerously close to authoritarianism and racism every day. It's very disturbing.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Not the least of which is that as a racially and ideologically pluralist society, we cling to that more than anywhere else, which is also why while we've come close as we've ever had, I would say, with Trump, why we ultimately stayed away from Nazism, because there was running the joint, because there were rules in place that allowed everybody to speak.
Yeah.
Once you tighten those rules, once the Nazis get in position, then they can use those rules to broom everyone else out. So
yeah.
As uncomfortable as the Democratic, and with small d Democratic conversation,
well, this is why they want to
allow everybody.
They want to ban the books that tell you the part that white
exactly.
replacement theory is the Third Reich
right.
ideology. But
that's
yeah.
right. And in Germany, you can't even have the Tibetan symbol that the Nazis stole, which is not the Tibetans' fault.
Right.
And KISS has to have a different logo in the country because the two Jewish guys who are the lead guys in the band, Paul Stanley, a.k.a. Stanley Eisen, and Gene Simmons, a.k.a. Chaim Witz, have a band where the lightning bolt S's look too much like the Nazi SS. So they have to have a separate logo in the country.
Right.
That's not the
solution. Only you could combine heavy metal nerd knowledge with Nazi imagery nerd mm-hmm. knowledge. Just
yeah.
a beautiful explosion.
It all comes together. You don't understand. I'm the new Q. I'm the new Q, Steph.
Right.
I can link anything.
Oh,
I can all make
right.
anything link okay. together. Monkeypox.
All right, 20 minutes. Oh, we have to play that Alex Jones for him.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Carol, I've been asking this all morning. Mm-hmm. I know it's been a while, but as I understand it, there is a penis involved in
pregnancy yes.
generally, and at some point, yeah. And so this is not a women's issue. How do we reframe
nope.
this? Like I was saying, if nothing else, it starts at a quarter of your salary, child support. Like this is a men's issue as much as it's a women's issue.
This, yeah, exactly.
It's about freedom, isn't it? It's about, everybody being able to make their own choices.
Right. The issue in this is, by the way, men have if you look at the polling, are drifting more, they were solidly in the support, just like the general public. And men's support of women's right to choose is actually growing. Women, on the other hand, have been drifting towards the Republican Party. The only polling shift that there's been is right-leaning independents going more to the Republican Party. They have closed some part of the gender gap with this reveal because there are a bunch of people who gave up on the Republican Party because they were single-issue voters about being anti-choice. And now that this is coming out, this is driving them back. The
right.
difference is that they're not going to vote because they're also the QAnon maggot crowd. And they think the election's rigged and Trump has told them why bother to some degree. So that's the problem they're going to have this fall. But it's, men are, statistically speaking, well in on women's right to choose. The problem I have with AOC's quotes there, and I understand where she's going and I appreciate her a lot, is that is exactly the argument the right is using about these women forcing their choice, quote unquote, onto an unborn child. That's the exact same. You're forcing your, because you're bored or whatever. They have this awful view of women that, these people are literally talking about, like, women want to abort a baby after it's born. Like, that's not abortion. That's just a murder. That's just like,
right.
It's like, then that's, I mean, what is the death penalty? But a murder in the 7,000th trimester, whatever, yeah. Like, what are you talking about at that point? So this argument is a much more of a Gordian knot than folks think. And it isn't as cut and dried. And men are, like I said, polling-wise, men are drifting in support.
This is their hyperbole where they're always like, they want to kill children in the ninth month, in the eighth month, when it's halfway out the birth canal. Like this guy that was pestering the doctor at the congressional hearing. About 1% of abortions are performed at 21 or more weeks into a pregnancy. That is typically at a stage because there is severe fetal anomalies or threats to the mother's life. Like it
or
is
both. Yes. Most of the time it's both. Like you literally have a child that
people don't like wait 8 months and go, you know, I changed my mind.
Yeah. We're talking about like not having a functioning brain. It's hard as outside its body. It's attached to the uterine wall by its skin so that when it is the birthing process will tear the woman to pieces.
Yes.
And that's when that happens. It is not because they're like, you know what? I painted the room blue and I just decided let's start over. Like it's absurd.
Yeah.
And it shows, I think it's more about this misogynistic view of what they think women's intellectual capacity is like, or moral culpability. I mean, there's obviously some leftover, like you started the whole Apple thing. I mean, I know I bit it after but you made me, like, there's some, you know, leftover Garden of Eden crap.
Also, not to mention a lot of their witnesses are, did you see the House Judiciary? So this hearing last week concerning abortion access, an expert witness, that would be by Republicans.
Right. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. She made a head scratcher of a claim that Washington, D.C. is literally powered by burning fetuses.
Yes.
Burning fetuses.
Yeah.
Burning
absolutely.
Fetuses. Uh-huh. She said bodies are thrown in medical waste bins and in places like Washington, D.C. burned to power the lights of cities, homes and streets. Americans United for Life President Catherine somebody said. Let that image sink in for a moment. The next time you turn on the light, think of the incinerators. Think of what we're doing to ourselves so callously and so numbly. Amanda tweeted, Republicans aren't even trying to make their lies sound plausible anymore.
I don't understand why people don't just immediately play a clip of Trump going, we're energy independent for the first time.
Never.
We're getting all of our energy from domestic sources. Sure, it was my idea to use babies to fuel things, but they're homegrown, they're American babies. American babies first is my energy policy.
As of October 2021, just in case anyone cares, 93% of the district's power generation came from natural gas, coal, and nuclear power plants. Wind and other renewables, not fetuses, comprise the remaining 7%. So they are 0% fetus.
Well, I mean, as anybody. Yeah. I mean, first of all, it's not about lighting the fetus. It's keeping it lit. That's the hard part.
Uh-huh. Jeez. Oh, my God. Hal Louise Sparks.
Look, I am making a joke not about the setting on fire of children to power lights, but the absurdity of the claim.
Yes.
Steve in Chicago, you're on with your homeboy.
Yes.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Hello. Steve.
Hello, yes, thank you for taking my call. And I think that it's an important discussion because we've allowed the right to corner us, because you'll have some debate in which somebody talks about things like partial birth abortion. There is no such term in the medical community. So,
The fetal heartbeat, Bill, there is not a heartbeat at 6 weeks. Any doctor will tell you that.
Exactly.
There is not a fetal heartbeat.
Exactly.
It's an electrical pulse.
They're having these debates with us based on a faulty premise, and we allowed them to have that, to establish the terms under which we debate, and I think that that's a mistake.
Yeah.
And to frame us all as somehow, you know, I'm for a woman's right to choose, but no, I'm not one of these people who would say, if we decided to wipe the slate clean and create brand new legislation on this, I'm not one of these people who would be comfortable with saying, okay, a woman is 8 months pregnant and she just broke up with her boyfriend, the father of the child, was found some new guy, and now she wants to have an abortion. I'm not comfortable with that. And guess what? The vast majority of people who want to secure a woman's right to choose are not comfortable with that. So let's stop you know, allowing them to label us all as wanting abortion on demand, that you can have it, and we're just fine. You want to walk in 8.5 months pregnant and get an abortion, those of us who support a woman's right to choose, we're fine with that. We are not all fine with that, and we have never been fine with
that.
Right. All right. That's and that, so, is already, that is already not legal, yes. Under, okay. It's, well, like, as you exactly, said, but, it is a tiny 1% of the cases, and it is an extreme medical emergency for the mother and or the
but
child.
But Steve makes a great point about them setting the terms for the argument.
Yeah.
And the idea that there is no such thing as a partial birth abortion.
Let's start with them calling themselves pro-life.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're pro Vladimir Putin's life, apparently. Like, they're pro-Russian life at this point. The Ukrainians got to lay down and take it. But, you know, we should just, the MTGs of the world, like, we should just, look, you're going to lose some Ukrainians, but it's better in the short term if we just get it over with and just let them lose rather than support them
now you did
fight
it.
For freedom.
We always hurt the ones we love. You brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene, didn't you?
Oh, God.
All right, I think we're going to inflict 15 on him. Because, you know why, Hal, because monkeypox.
Poo water. Wait till you hear this.
So why is Bill Gates running everything? Why does he get to decide that? You know, Bill Gates, I want to remind everyone, he wants to grow fake meat in a petri dish, and he wants us to drink poop water. I don't know why we're letting Bill Gates decide our health decisions. But here's the deal. Bill Gates is very concerned about monkeypox because this is something apparently he can make a lot of money off of, and him and his other buddies. But in the blue state of Massachusetts, someone has contracted monkeypox. Perhaps they got it from Canada, from Justin Trudeau's lovely country up there. And then even now, they're reporting monkeypox cases in Sweden and Italy. That is disgusting.
Okay.
How?
First of all,
your thoughts on her thoughts?
Or lack thereof. I don't know what, geographically, her belief that Massachusetts
poop
and Canada are attached.
Also,
let's start there.
Right.
There's
exactly.
a river of poop. That Bill Gates wants us to drink poo water. I'm sure that's in reference to like filtration and coming up with a better system to purify water.
Sure.
So that
bastard person. Yeah.
And not us, by the way, most countries like third world countries and developing countries where they really have a problem with sewage and those kind of things. God forbid you would want those people to survive and drink clean drinking water. And the only source is used and reused and reused and stuff.
Sure.
India has a very big problem with water, for example. Maybe that's what she's talking about.
Can I point out that there's only a finite amount of water on Earth?
Yeah.
And throughout all of history, every single bit of that water has touched poo at some point.
Yeah.
Right. And especially,
with the amount of she talks.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like she's got it. It's all over the rim of the glass.
All right, let's go magically back to Jenny Thomas because I slammed you into a hard break.
Yes.
But, okay.
So Jenny Thomas is, for all legal purposes, a rando citizen. And rando citizens can call the AG of whoever and say, you guys need to look into this. The problem is that those AGs are going to go, this is the wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
If I listen to her, it will help me out. But from a legal standpoint,
I mean, the implication is just do this. The Supreme Court will take care of the rest.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And the problem is there are no rules about the family of SCOTUS because it's a lifetime appointment. And you would almost have no one, go, by the way, your whole family for the rest of your life. Can't do this. And so the idea is that they've created this like interpersonal ethics issue within the SCOTUS that never gets used, that's supposed to patch that gap that, normally in a functioning society that isn't run by a third generation loser who, rich kid loser who was friends with Jeffrey Epstein. You wouldn't normally have these problems.
Yeah.
But in the case of Clarence Thomas and the rest of these guys, this is a real severe issue.
Yeah.
There's going to need to be some kind of separation between the two of it where people can get, there's got to be some teeth in this law. And there just isn't right now because of their fear that nobody will ever be a SCOTUS again.
Okay. Let's skip to Rick Scott because as you labeled this, flirting with racism. Was this him talking about, should we condemn white supremacy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No good.
So you would tell all Senate Republicans running for election that they need to, each and every one of them, condemn white nationalism?
Well, I tell people what I believe, and you know, every Senate candidate on both sides is going to decide what's important to them.
But you would
what's
advise
important
them.
To the citizens of their state. But I can tell you, I'm clear.
So the answer is yes.
If they ask me, I would say, be clear. I mean, we do not believe, none of us, I don't think any American should believe in white supremacy or hatred of any kind. I mean, that's wrong.
Okay. Senator Scott, thank you for joining us today.
Yes. Hatred of any kind. That's adorable.
Because like, both sides do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Way to like water down. Like, we're not talking about like, ugh, I hate Duran Duran. You know what I mean? Every time it comes on, and yet I keep dancing every time it comes on. Like, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a very specific, active, militaristic, dangerous, and dynamic form of hate that's caused some mass shootings, you know, lately. And the threat that, remember this time last year, when the Biden administration, when they first came in, were starting to put together a working task group on domestic terrorism, the kind of stuff like we saw in Buffalo that they were warning about a year ago. And all over Newsmax, OAN, and Fox, they were saying they're trying to turn the law against white people for just being white and domestic terror. The biggest threat, they're saying the biggest threat is Americans. Like, no, the biggest domestic threat is Americans. That's what makes it a domestic threat. And specifically, right, there are three groups. There's white nationalists, black nationalists, and other.
Yeah.
And there's a huge drop off after white nationalists in terms of impact on our society.
Yeah.
They are the biggest concern.
Can I just say, I've been saying this all morning, you know, how I feel like Herschel Walker is like a perfect example of how deep GOP's racism go. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, Raphael Warnock, oh, black guy, we have a black guy. I mean, it's just
right.
That's
doesn't
right.
Matter. Yes.
They did it with, you know, their misogyny with, oh, you have Hillary, we have Sarah Palin. Same, right? Vagina.
Well, the idea is that they're not going to find somebody qualified to go up against them.
But he's
of
not
that
only
same race.
Not qualified. I was glad that this was a former Republican Party campaign consultant, Tara Setmeyer. Have you seen her, Setmeyer? She was on TV yesterday. She said, you know, this just gave Senator Warnock a much greater chance at winning re-election in November. He's been doing an excellent job as senator. He's very well respected in the state. I've met him, Hal, and gotten to see him speak in person. He's everything you think he is. He is the absolute 180 degree opposite of Herschel Walker.
Right.
He is. Anyway, she went on to say, then you compare him to an absolute degenerate like Herschel Walker. This is a Republican strategist. She said he's a degenerate loser, liar, fraud, and domestic abuser. And this is someone who the Republican Party has backed as their Senate candidate. Shame on Mitch McConnell and everyone else who has put up with the sham that Herschel Walker is. What an embarrassment. I mean, not only is he a liar, he lied about graduating top of his class in Georgia. Let's be honest. He's also has a violent history against women, police officers. He's talked openly about murderous thoughts. I mean, really? Not only that, it just came out recently. I believe it was the AP report. There are questions about his role in a veterans charity, which is something that he's used as a point in his biography and his resume, something he's done working with veterans. There's questions about the role he played there and whether he preyed on veterans and scammed the government. This is so on brand for Donald Trump and who he supports. I mean,
right.
And this is not only the one of a string of domestic abusers he's supported, mm-hmm. right?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously birds of a feather, and that's what he looks for, you know, fellow travelers in his, you know, in his behavior set. But also they don't think black people or women in the upper echelon of this are qualified. So it doesn't matter if they find a person who's qualified of the same race to go, okay, we're going to run somebody because we think that that's necessary in this zone. Like, they don't genuinely think women are qualified. Look at Sarah Palin. Again, 70% likability rating when she was running with McCain, 20% electability in the Republican Party. They don't think women should be in positions of power. It was a mockery of them competing. That's why they made her VP.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.